Hey, good evening, everyone. Tonight, so Sparks team AMSOIL call for Monday, August 12th, 2013. And I just really want to take the time to thank everybody that's on the call tonight. You go out of your busy day, your schedule, many people that came home from work, or maybe you're still driving, and you take the time to call in. I just appreciate that. You just don't know. It's kind of hard to do a call when it's just me talking and there's other folks listen on the line, and that's always a good thing. So I do appreciate it. And it's also my wish for you to be armed with and ready with all the tools necessary for you to be as successful as you want to be in your AMSOIL business. This AMSOIL dealer training site where we host the calls, and I'm trying to get the AMSOIL account direct top 10 things to do going, and so forth. And so I just appreciate everything everybody does and getting on the call. And if you can't get on the call on Monday nights, that's okay too. I appreciate everybody that downloads it and listens to it. Even if you're not on the Sparks team and you're listening into this, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to our program. And with that, tonight we're going to talk about the AMSOIL Home Study Course. And reason I'm doing this is, you know, since the convention and the core technology is behind us, I want to talk about this program to help you understand about the AMSOIL tools that are out there that can help you learn more about lubrication and how AMSOIL products are superior in all ways for various types of equipment. And this home study course, I really hadn't taken a look at it just because I've been to AMSOIL University so many times, I never really thought about it. What I did was I was working on the, came across the topic of it when I was working on the dealer training site. I've got 10 different levels of plan of success, and I was working on number 9, which I entitled Product Knowledge and Solving Problems. I don't have it done yet, but it occurred to me that I should talk about how to do this. And I said, well, what kind of things can people learn about product knowledge and solving problems? And after going to the AMSOIL convention and the core technology, I got these little workbooks from AMSOIL called the Dealer Training Series. And I thought, well, heck, where did these come from and whatnot? And I looked online, and you can get the home study course, and this is available to anybody that's an AMSOIL dealer. So well, these are excellent tools that anybody could use to further their knowledge in lubrication. A couple of questions to ask yourself, you know, why is it important for me to be the go-to person in lubrication? Why is that important? And, you know, why should I be the authority figure for oil and lubrication? Why should I go out there and know these things? Well, because customers, you do this enough and you have the knowledge arm that AMSOIL gives us, more and more people will come to you and ask, you know, well, what should I put in this? Or how do I fix this problem? How do I solve this problem? They'll come to you and you'll have the answers and you'll have the product to solve their problems with AMSOIL. But first, my disclaimer is you don't, I don't believe you have to be a lubrication engineer or a STLE certified tribologist in order to be successful in AMSOIL. You don't have to go and have a college degree in chemistry or physics or anything like that to understand AMSOIL products are the best. We've got the best technical service department. We've got excellent people at AMSOIL that are in charge of the various departments that are there to help us. But having some knowledge on engine operation, drivetrains, filtration, different grease lubrication, different types of engines and so forth is just going to help you sell products more. And this dealer training series is here and I believe has some very core fundamental things that can help you become a better AMSOIL dealer. But I will say this, there is no better training than attending AMSOIL University and learning this from the people at the company. But let's just say you didn't have, weren't able to attend this last core technology and convention, and you're a new AMSOIL dealer, and you just signed up, you know, you downloaded this podcast or this replay on the computer, you signed up, and you weren't able to attend any training classes yet, this home study course can arm you with the knowledge to really understand more about lubrication than a lot of auto mechanics or any other type of mechanic out there. They don't get taught engine lubrication as much in college courses or technical schools than you would think. So you could be far ahead of a lot of your competition out there if you took this home study course. A little bit about it. The Amsoil University 2010, they launched a book series called the Dealer Home Study Courses. These books are available to dealers who are logged in at the Amsoil dealer zone in the online store by clicking on the dealer literature button and then choosing home study courses and then selecting the course that they want. And you can actually download them and read them online. So you don't actually have to pay for them. If you want the books in hand, I think they charge like $7 a piece for them. And I believe that they would be a great thing to have on hand in your library to go and use as reference material, to understand, to go back and review. Most things, you read once and you don't really need it again. I think reviewing this, some of these booklets are a good idea from time to time. And as a matter of fact, I got mine from coming to the Amsoil Core Technology. I pulled them out of the Amsoil University binder that I got a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to go back over them myself here in the next couple of weeks anyhow. But there's several books that you can download. One is Lubrication Fundamentals. That really just gives you a basis of understanding shear stability, pour point, talks about, has some graphs and stuff in there, and talks about understanding different types of lubrication, flash points, resisting what lubrication properties for additives are. A lot of people don't even understand that there's additives in oil and what they do. So understanding that there's oxidation additives extreme pressure additives and just different things. Talks about viscosity index, rust and corrosion control, foam. That's a big thing, especially in diesel applications, foam, resistance to foam. Managing water. All of lubrication has to manage water in some forms, moisture that gets into the oil, total base number, and so forth. So this is just an excellent book, and it's pretty easy to understand. There's a couple things that talk about different types of oils, the group 1, group 2, group 3, their characteristics and so forth. Understanding the different types of lubrication, which is there's hydrodynamic, there's elasto-hydrodynamic, and hydrostatic film lubrication and squeeze film lubrication. This book right here alone is just it just gives you that fundamental. That's why they call it lubrication fundamental. So that's an excellent book to look at. You can go online and pull that up and read it. And understand that filtration, one of the things that I don't think a lot of Amsoil dealers understand is how important filtration is, or not just dealers, but most people, they don't understand that. Otherwise, K&N I don't think would be in business today if they really understood, especially air filtration and how it works. And talks about different types of technologies. It talks about our nanofiber technologies and how it was developed. And just goes over the different air filters and so forth. Talks about the oil filters and what soot and how it causes wear, oil filter life cycles, and the different types of media that are inside of oil filters. So you can be knowledgeable on that. What a spin on oil filter is, how it's constructed and everything. That'll help you. And it also talks about bypass filtration. Tell you what, if you get a customer on bypass filtration, I have a customer for life. This is a person that really understands having superior filtration on their vehicles and equipment are going to make their equipment last longer. So Filtration Fundamentals, that's another booklet. Understanding engine lubrication, that's an important thing. Obviously, we make engine oils, and there's different types of engines, and understanding how they operate and being knowledgeable. And even just being able to talk the lingo, somebody tells you, how many spark plugs are in a diesel engine, and you look at them like they're funny. You probably should know that diesel engines don't have spark plugs. They have compression ignition. So anyhow, that's just something to talk about. Just understanding how engines operate, two-cycle, four-cycle, exhaust systems, fuel delivery systems, and so forth. Go on there. Engine operation, that's another one, another booklet that you can get. Just talks about various types of engines and so forth. And then mobile drivetrain fluids, that's anything other than the engine. So that'll be the transmissions and wheel bearings and stuff like that. Covers transfer cases and explains the fluids and requirements. It really has kind of a cool thing where it talks about the different types of gears. So you understand the different gears that are in a drivetrain and what they do and the different requirements that are needed for the anti-wear and the heat and the pressure and all that stuff. It's really a very interesting read. I attended the class, and I'm going to actually go over more of this one because I think selling drivetrain fluids is a good way to get in. Engine oil is sometimes harder because people are stuck on whatever they're stuck on for no various reasons. And then oil analysis fundamentals, you can make a lot of money understanding oil analysis, getting your commercial customers on oil analysis, helping people understand that, using oil analysis to extend in oil change intervals and detecting problems before they become problems. Especially with the new diesels and the fuel dilution or the new direct injected engines, there's going to be oil analysis can help you have the tools necessary where you can actually show the customer in real numbers the different problems that are going on in engines and transmissions and so forth. So understanding oil analysis fundamentals, that's a great booklet to go over and so forth. You can, you can log into the dealer zone. You click under training tab and then training materials and then home study guides. That's where you'll get to that, and then it will take you to the links needed to pull those up, or you can add them to your card and have them shipped to your house and study them there. I think these here, I think they would be great materials to keep on hand for yourself in your own little personal library of understanding lubrication. There's other tools that I think are also important, understanding more about AMSOIL and how much better they are for your customers. The G52, which is the motor oil and engine filter information, this is a AMSOIL brochure. It's a brochure that you can order, the G52, and it just talks about, it's very basic, but it talks about different things, base stocks and additives and viscosity, and shows you over the different types of Fahrenheit that the engine viscosity grades, talks about detergents and pull point. Again, it's just a very basic overview of the one of the books that was over there, and it gives a little history on the service classifications for the API for both gas and diesel, so people can understand that, the newer old oils don't work in newer vehicles. And, of course, the newer stuff is supposed to be backwards compatible and so forth. And it's just a really good the G52. You can pull that up online again as well if you go into the dealer zone. And then this one here is actually under let me look here real quick. It's under business tools and then literature, and then you click on brochures, and you can pull that up. It's actually the first brochure that is up there. So that's another tool that you have, and you can order those and give those out to customers, use it as a sales aid. And of course, all of the brochures and data bulletins that AMSL has, they're their own study guides, understanding what they say and the jargon that they use in that, and understanding the comparisons against the other products and so forth. And you can order what they call the G1312 literature pack. This is actually on the G18C, the dealer application. When you become a dealer, you can check that little box and order this at $40. And it's a three-ring binder with all the current AMSOIL literature that AMSOIL has for brochures, data bulletins, and field studies. Performance tests. And so you can order that, and I recommend ordering that thing once a year. That's what I do, and after the year goes by, or and it might be a year, it might be 18 months or whatever, but AMSOIL's always changing brochures and whatnot, so upgrading spec sheets change. You know, if you have a spec sheet from 2006 or 7, it's probably no longer valid. But if you have the old SSO030 Signature Series bottle, that's no longer a valid product, so get that out of there and, you know, clean out some of that literature. And we just did that a couple weeks ago. We got rid of some literature that just didn't have any further use for it because it was not valid anymore. Again, the AMSL performance test brochures, those are very good things to have and to use for your customers as well as understand. So pull those things up. It's the study of SAE 530 synthetic motor oils, the comparisons, and this everybody wants the comparisons, and here it is. It's comparing us against all the other synthetic oils on the market and how we beat them out. The Las Vegas taxicab field study, G3118, talks about transmissions and engines, no harmful sludge or wear after 100,000 miles of severe service. The diesel fleet fuel economy study, the marine E-Tech field study, the study of interceptor synthetic two-stroke oils, and the 3,469-mile case study at Rotax E-Tech engines. And that's pretty good little study there. You know, even though if you're not in a snowmobile environment, you can understand that running something for 3,400 miles on trail riding is pretty harsh treatment. I don't know how you would equate that to car miles, but it'd probably be, you know, a two-stroke engine running 3,000 miles is pretty harsh treatment. So, and the AMSOIL PI study, that's great. You know, especially if you're a brand new AMSOIL dealer, selling PI is a great starter, and understanding that how it's better and how the performance testing increases the fuel economy and so forth, that's a great brochure. The DEO fuel economy study and the AMSOIL 5W40 shear stability study is on that thing, and then, of course, the diesel fleet fuel economy study. And then also, if you go to the AMSOIL, and it's kind of hard to find, you actually have to log out of the dealer zone to get to this. You log out of the dealer zone, you go to the very bottom of the AMSOIL page. Actually, you log out of the dealer zone and you go to the front main page of AMSOIL, and it's right there, and it says performance test. And you click on that little link there, and it will take you to all those PDFs to download. And then at the very last one is view more performance test archive, and you can go in there and pull out. A lot of things are not available anymore, like the motorcycle oil study that's not available, the gear lube study that's not available no more, the old comparative oil study for the 10W30 motor oils and synthetics and so forth. There's a gear oil testing in there that's got some really great pictures, and 8.2% more fuel economy using AMSOIL, the old diesel from March 1997. That was a great brochure. I've had some of those on file. 400,000-mile oil drain interval teardown. Pull that thing up. Field trials and even more. So there's even some back from, I don't know when this one was. It's in black and white. It's probably in the early 90s, 1991. So there's some brochures in there that go back to 91 where they've got the old white bottles and everything. But it's just very interesting to understand how we were better and then the competition even way back then. So with that, there's a couple last things I want to talk about after the performance test, again, the better you can understand the fundamentals of lubrication, how equipment operates in their environments, and how AMSOIL relates to superior performance, that's going to put you in the driver's seat in any situation that you get to. So the more knowledge and the more product knowledge and the better you can solve customers' problems, the more sales that you're going to get. Other tools you can use is the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine. Dan Peterson always has an excellent article each month. You can go over that and understand that. Technical service that AMSOIL has, your upline, your direct jobber can always answer questions for you as well. A few other resources that are not AMSOIL related is Lubes and Greases Magazine. You might want to write these down and go online. You can actually get free copies of these. They will send a free subscription to you. So one is Lubes and Greases Magazine. The other one is Noria, Noria.com, and that's a lubrication training site. They want you to go to their high-dollar schools to learn lubrication, and it's very expensive, but you can get their magazines for free. It's Machinery Lubrication, and then Lube Tips Newsletter, Reliable Plant Newsletter, and you can subscribe to those for free. And I do all these. I get all this in the mail, and I browse through them, and I look to what's coming up, see what competition's doing. There's articles about AMSOIL in there even. Another one is Fleet Equipment Magazine. You can go to fleetequipmentmag.com and then also worktruckonline.com, and you know, that's an industry magazine. And there's industry associations for just about anything that you can think of. We've been to the Tow Truck Association, and I get the Tow Truck Magazine now, and it's got it actually has AMSOIL ads in it. So that's like a little tool that I get to use to go out and talk to people about AMSOIL. And then also logging, waste hauling, school bus fleet, concrete, asphalt, you name it, there's an association for it, and they normally have free magazines because they want you to go in there pay for advertising for all the people that have subscribed to the association. So like School Bus Fleet Magazine, think about this. This goes to every school bus fleet maintenance operator out there in the entire United States. If you wanted to tackle some school bus fleets, you can subscribe to this. Arm yourself with some knowledge, things, problems that they have with their school buses, because they talk about technical aspects, and then go in there and say, look, I'm in your industry and so forth. I'd like to help you with some problems that you might be having with your school buses and get in there. So using those tools that are out there, free resources, you know, just, you know, start using them and you'll get more sales that way. With that, I'll see if anybody has any questions here for me. We got off mute here. Any questions for from the audience tonight on understanding the AMSOIL workbook series? No? No
hey, Michael?
Questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, how would you – I found my workbook series. I took CoreTech a couple of years ago, and I was – recently reorganizing my shelves. I was like, man, I got to get back into this stuff. There's so much there, you know, there's so many books and so many things to do. I don't know if it's so much of a question as it is maybe a little advice, as, you know, they say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Rather than really like making your brain blow up, just take a little bit, little sips, you know, every day, and let it become your own on the topics that you want, because there's just so much information there.
Yeah, it's exactly. Well, you just take one of those books at a time and study. It's how do you learn anything? You know, you can't learn everything there is about physics, but you learn the fundamentals about physics, and then you learn a little bit more, then you learn a little bit more. So you find the easiest, the basic fundamentals, which is these books cover, the fundamentals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you learn those, and you go through, obviously the first book you're going to want to go through is Lubrication Fundamentals. You know, they're kind of in order what you should learn. So you just go over that book, and it has some questions. Lubrication Fundamentals, it has like three chapters, and you read it, and then it actually has some questions in there that you should answer yourself. What is friction? Go back there and answer that question. And then the next one talks about those questions in there. So do those things. And the more that you read them and the more you do, the more you're going to pick up little tips and so forth. And, you know, like you say, this is not a, you're going to learn it in 6 months. You're not going to learn it in 6 years even sometimes. You just learn a little bit at a time. And the more you go and solve other people's problems, the more that you're going to have knowledge to go solve somebody else's problems. So, you know, don't wait till you read all the books and look through every brochure before you get started in your business. Go out there, start talking to people, don't go to the biggest fleet in town, go find a smaller fleet or whatever and help them out, and then move your way up, you know. So the same things with this. You take the basics and then you move your way up.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, so you read through some of those too, and it's some good information, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is very good, and I agree that lubrication fundamentals is really where you have to start, because most of the questions that you're going to get are going to come from, you know, that area, you know. But there's so much stuff there. If you could get even half of what's in those books understood, you'd be like super duper expert at this. You know, you'd be just like really good at it.
So. I've probably forgot more than most have ever even tried to care to learn. So
yeah.
I don't know, but you know, and going back to the precursor, you don't have to be a tribologist certified.
Exactly.
You don't have to take the test to go there to be that expert. But just having a basic knowledge of it, and if there's a question that you can't answer for somebody, then you get back to them with you know, using technical services or talking to your sponsor, DJ, or you know, something like that.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you, John. Thanks for that feedback, and thanks for listening in. Anybody else have one quick question before we cut it off for the night? No? Okay. Well, everybody, I hope everybody has a great night. Happy selling Hams Oil, and look forward to a prosperous week for everyone. Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.